You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome. We are here for the second half. We have some more guests. It's been a really entertaining, slightly calmer day today than it was yesterday. Johnny B. is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Some interesting guests today, I guess, will be putting it mild. I'm pretty sure I'd rather be caught naked in a bathroom stall with John from Louisville as to ever hear that contradicting Kevin Clark guy again. They must have tightened his wig up too much or something. That was the worst donated segment I've ever heard in my life. And you took him apart, but he just followed your lead everywhere you went.
Well, first of all, I mean, Kevin is very knowledgeable. We wanted him here for...
Knowledgeable?
We don't... Yes. I mean, you don't have to agree with his predictions, but I found...
I want to know where he's knowledgeable.
Well, he understands the aspects of the game from a talent standpoint, a coaching standpoint. He's truly one of the better writers in terms of translating football jargon to the masses. Among lay people, I realize former players are in a different league.
Did you go up and see? I got one other point I wanted to make, though. As all this alignment settles out and everything, and, you know, we're going to 12, and there'll be fusses and fights there. But, you know, I see a place where I'm hoping for people like AJ, my buddy, that we go out to like 30, maybe 40 teams, so Auburn can be right there on that bubble. And they can be relevant, and we can talk about them some. What do you think about that?
That sounds good to me. Thank you very much. Gary is up next in Wisconsin. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Paul. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I just got a couple of course, you know, here in the middle of Big Ten country, been where I've been all my life, and I've been a Tide fan since I was probably 13 years old, and I'm now 73. So... but anyhow, that's neither here nor there. A couple of things that earlier caller Brad from Georgia, smart guy, intelligent. I wish there were more guys like that. You know, it's like the bottom line is if you win, move on. If you lose, move on. You know, it's the bitching, if you will.
I think the Georgia fans here have been a masterclass of moving on.
Yeah, right. But anyhow, you know, listening to like with that FSU, the complaining and the griping and everything, it's like, okay, here's a clue. Play somebody, okay? Yeah, they played Louisville, but they had no choice, and they beat them. They smoked them, what, 16-6? Okay, yeah, nice job. Who else did they beat during the year? A mediocre Clemson?
Let me tell you who they beat. Their three biggest wins this year were Louisville, Clemson, which lost four times, and LSU, which lost three times and was and finished number 13.
Yeah. And LSU. Okay.
They also beat Miami, which had a bad year.
Yeah, Miami bounces around like a ball, too, you know. But
I mean, you compare that to Alabama. I mean, Alabama's wins are self-explanatory.
Yeah, and you know what? And another thing too is when you go back, let's just take a look at. I've got this thing with the Big Ten anyhow. That it's just not a very good football conference. Yeah, you've got two good teams. You got Michigan. You got Ohio State. You got a pretender in Penn State. Every year we hear about how great they're going to be, and you know they never get anywhere except for a decent bowl game. The rest of the teams in there are pretenders or wannabes or whatever. Was it Penn State? Their non-conference schedule, I believe, was Delaware, University of Delaware, West Virginia, and I think UMass. It's like, and they won a couple of those games 63-0 and 63-7. Seriously? Yeah, boy, I just don't get it. And then they want to complain. But anyhow, just one other thing. Yesterday, when Nicole Auerbach was on, not a fan, but that's neither here nor there, I guess. Fortunately, I had just gotten back from my daily 10-minute walk, and I was headed for the shower, and I saw she was on. And so I didn't even listen, which is what I would normally do anyhow. Did you or did anybody point out where she went to college?
No, I did not. I didn't point anything out because she was a guest. My opinion is fairly well known on the subject. I wanted people to hear a different opinion. Where did she go to college? Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, she went to Michigan. So.
And by the way, Gary, what difference does it make where someone goes to college?
Well, I guess it doesn't, but that's certainly going to have an effect.
One of ESPN's most, I don't know if I'd call him prominent, but one of ESPN's most familiar faces played football at Michigan. He's on the biggest shows the network has. Nobody seems to mind his view of the Michigan situation. So why would I mind Nicole, who, and by the way, Nicole also, as I pointed out, works for NBC.
She
has a different perspective. Well, we had the ACC guy on today.
Right. I get that. So, anyhow.
I know this sounds strange that I would be defending somebody who has a different view, but that's how I was brought up. I hear it all the time with me, and people say, "Well, you went to Tennessee, or you lived in Alabama." That should never be a factor if you are true to your craft. And I do resent the gentleman acting like that mattered. I was having breakfast with a man the other day who I know very well and I work with. And we were talking about a bunch of stuff, including Jim Harbaugh. And he said, you do know I'm a Michigan graduate. I said, I've known you for 9 years. I never knew that, because it really doesn't matter where somebody went to school. I should hope it doesn't matter. When you're on television and you only say the things that you would think a fan would say, then you're really not doing any justice to your craft or serving your audience. I mean, if you're a true professional, which unfortunately in our industry there are very few. Rick is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today? Thanks
Good
for
afternoon.
Taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, has this not been exciting these last few days, listening to all this? I mean, if we think back about the whole CFP, if it had played out the way everybody thought it would, Georgia won, Florida State, you know, would have probably gotten in, and it'd just be ho-hum. But
well, no, I mean, I was looking forward to one aspect of Georgia if it won. I thought there was a historical aspect to it, but it was going to be pretty prosaic. You're right.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, Florida State, and yeah, we feel bad for them, but, you know, you got to think back. If you think back to 1986 when Tennessee played Miami in the Sugar Bowl.
Right.
Was Tennessee worthy of playing Miami?
No, that was a major upset.
No, that was, I mean, Jimmy Johnson before the game all week, all he done was complain he should have been playing for the national championship because he'd beaten Oklahoma or somebody. You know, and they had a NFL quarterback, Benny Testaverde. I mean, I was there. I thought, well, we're going for just to have fun. And a little guy named Darrell Dickey outstaged everybody.
Sure did.
So, you know, Florida State should go to the bowl game, take their A game. Show the world, hey, we are who we are.
Hey, Rick, we've been around long enough to remember when if you were a college football team and you got an invitation to the Orange Bowl, that was a big deal.
Oh, it was. Hey, Paul, you remember, I mean, like you said, you went to Tennessee, but still, that doesn't matter about anything. But I remember in the 80s when we got a bowl game, everybody wanted Tennessee in the bowl game because they took 50, 60,000 people.
No, I remember my first year in Alabama, they went to the Cotton Bowl. They didn't play. They didn't go to the Sugar Bowl. But I couldn't. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life, going to that famous old Cotton Bowl in Dallas with Bear Bryant. And it's just every but that's different. I mean, back then every bowl game had a special feel to it, and having been to them all, the first time I walked into the Rose Bowl, it's always the same. It was always the same. Now it's just another game that nobody wants to go to because it's not the big game. We'll take a short break. We are back. Many more guests will be dropping by. We'll continue after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Well, we talked about this guy yesterday. We did not hear from him because he is, after all, a Bama hater. That's not my view. That's his moniker. JK is up next.
What's up, Feinbaum?
How are you?
Man, I don't run from no fight, baby. I want chimney, the weed, the mosquito rag smoke. I want all the smoke. I don't run from no fight. And I got one for you. Paul, you know what I don't understand about you? Well, I understand it about you. When Alabama is on top, all of a sudden, you back on the boat with Nick Saban. As soon as they lose, you talk about them. But you talk about them in a mild way. Now, here you are again, and the fans know exactly what I mean. You got your shoes in his back pocket again, and you know how you get your shoes in somebody's back pocket. You have to have your head stuck somewhere. But this is what I don't know. I want to know from you. Why don't we ever hear Tim Brando's take or Booger McFarland's take or Richard Sherman's take on your show? I've heard all this garbage and what I call talking points and marching orders. I knew it was all a bunch of BS when most of the ESPN suit wearers all came out and said almost the exact same thing. Oh, I feel bad for Florida State. No, you don't. Because you guys have an agenda to push. You have to have certain teams in there to make money. And those teams are SEC teams. Basically, Alabama is the front runner and Georgia if they can. That's just facts. I don't care how you guys feel about it, how you spin it. It's just the truth. The playoff system and the playoff committee is owned by ESPN. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Well, I'm not wrong.
First of all, you're completely, JK, you need to take a breath just for 1 second.
I'm long-winded.
Well,
and that guy that just got off the phone with you, he mentioned Michigan's strength of schedule, and it was comparable to FSU. But for some reason, you had to go to a break all of a sudden. That's not strange to me. You don't want that talking point out there. If you can put Michigan in with a comparable strength of schedule, why is Florida State not in the playoffs? They took a chance on playing a number five LSU non-conference opponent.
J.K., if you would allow me just a second, there are a million things you said that are wrong, but I'm not going to waste the audience's time because you're upset, you're bitter, because you're an absolute hater. You're an absolute hater, J.K., and you can't deal with the fact that you're going to have to live in Birmingham, Alabama, and have your nose rubbed in the gravel for the next year because your team is trash, and Alabama is back heading toward the playoff, and you guys couldn't even finish a game against Georgia Tech. So why don't you just, find some other subject to make things up about?
Hey, Paul, did Alabama win the national championship yet?
I didn't say they did.
They did.
I said they're heading to the playoff.
Okay, that's good for them.
But I'll tell you one thing
they did do,
J.K. They won the SEC championship. They have a championship this year. Miami went 7-5 and is playing in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl against Rutgers.
Hey, Feinbaum, let me tell you something, man. Like you just cut me off. LSU went outside the box and wasn't scared, and they scared a non-conference LSU number five. Alabama, their non-conference opponent was Texas, and they got their butt whooped, and their other three is laughable. It's more laughable than what you guys are putting out there for talking points just to prop up the SEC and Alabama.
We're not putting anything out for talking points. J.K., you're the guy that calls in every day spewing the same garbage, the same trash. I'm just simply telling the truth here.
Hey, Paul, how could Florida State be number four last week? They win the
J.K.,
ACC.
I'm not going to relitigate the whole CFP. I think the audience is sick of that, and they're more sick of you. Thank you. Have a great rest of your life. Stacy is up next.
Man, let me tell you something. Put J.K. back in witness protection and tell them to throw the key away. That's all I got to say.
I thought you said that's all you got to say, so I moved on. Robert is up next. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Paul? Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Big fan of yours, and like to say, people out there need to contribute to the Jimmy Feet V Foundation. But on this playoff thing, I think Kirby has really done a great job of Georgia. You know, like you said earlier today, Georgia's moved on. Kirk Herbstreit kind of explained it the other day. When you don't have players and coaches, that matters to the committee as well. And I you don't hear people complaining about that. The other thing too is, I'm a big Pat McAfee fan. We watch his show. Nobody's complaining about the cheat gate of Michigan either. Why isn't Florida State bringing that up?
Well, I think that's a really fair point that you're the first person that's brought up. I tried to bring it up in an interview yesterday, but
you've
already forgotten it.
Yeah, I agree. I think FSU is going to get what they've been asking for. They do have Georgia in the bowl game, and I can see where Georgia probably, if he can hang 100, Kirby may do that.
Well, obviously the Rose Bowl is the most interesting game, but I can't wait for the Georgia-Florida State game.
Yeah, I that's going to be one of the big games. I agree with you. The Rose Bowl, that's going to be number one, but I do believe the teams 5 and 6 are going to be the next biggest bowl game watched. And, to some point, I agree with Florida State. My underlying tone was, man, they made it happen with a third-string quarterback. And it's been alluded to about Ohio State. They come out there with 12-gauge. They win, but they win 55-7. Florida State struggles. And I agree with a lot of the commentators. Since this has happened, nobody wanted another TCU in the you know, in the playoffs. And I think TCU hurt all these things, but I agree with a lot of people. They have been complaining. You got a four team playoff system with five power five conferences. That was a mess up from the get go. But I want to ask you one last question. I'll get off here and let some more knowledgeable people talk. But do you think with the 12-team system coming in next year, is 13 and 14 going to be complaining? Do you see there's any
case for that? Yeah, they will be complaining, Robert, but it really won't resonate because it's like every year in March we get, you know, some directional school gets upset about not making the NCAA tournament, and Dick Vitale and Jay Billis stand on their head, and 2 days later the tournament starts and we simply move on. Thank you for the call. Stacy, back. I didn't mean to hang up on you, Stacy. Go right ahead.
That's all right, Paul. I'm sorry for saying that. But tell the people to put J.K. back in witness protection and throw the key away. The only team that they should be talking about in the state of Florida right now is the Florida A&M University Rattlers. That's what they need to be talking about. They just won the SWAC. Now, in reference to J.K., can't nobody fuss at Paul Feinbaum but me. Okay? So with that being said, Paul, I am very disgusted right now. And you hurt my feelings, and I know First Lady Nelda's feelings is hurt even more. You tell me, Paul Feinbaum, you had the nerve to pick Georgia over Alabama, Sanders? Is that right?
Stacy, I don't, once the game is over, I try to move on from what people do. So if you have another subject, we'll be happy to discuss it. I thought you called in to talk about J.K.
Well, I did call to talk about J.K.,
but we brought you on to talk about J.K. The game's over with.
Well, let's talk about J.K. then. Back to J.K. J.K., leave Paul Feinbaum alone, man. You talking about you know how to fight. You ain't never been in a fight, and your football team ain't never been in a fight. So, therefore, you don't know how to fight.
Trey is up next in Charleston. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Paul. Paul, you are usually a very level-headed man, and that fellow a couple of calls ago really hit a nerve with you to the point where you insulted him and said, you got to live in Birmingham with your face ground into the gravel, I think you said. And I'm just curious if you could explain
if you have to ask that question, it's indicative that you don't listen to the show because everyone knows J.K., and J.K. calls in here every day of the week trashing Bama, not in a fun way, not in a collegial way, but in a truly demeaning way. So that was simply my response to him on behalf of Alabama fans.
But you did say earlier that Georgia should be in, and
I've tried to explain how committees work. If I was on that committee, I wouldn't have put Georgia in either because you only have one vote, and you're trying to get you have to rank what is the most important thing. And if I'm sitting there on that committee, the most important debate was really between 4 and 5. So I knew Georgia was a losing argument. I wouldn't have gotten Texas knocked out. I wasn't getting Washington or Michigan knocked out. So have you ever been on a committee? You simply just decide what the highest priority is.
Well, that's fair enough. Committees are do come up with group stupidity. I think this is a mess. And my only issue with the 12-team playoff is if I was headed for the NFL, I wouldn't play three more games for my university. I'd sit them out. And I'm just I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Thank you, my friend.
Well, yeah, I think you do have to think about your future. But if you play for one of these four teams, you're experiencing something that you may never have again, and I don't know any major player who has sat out of the playoffs. Yeah, you're going to miss a bowl game. That's understandable because you have agents in your ear telling you, do not play, you could get hurt. But that's not the case. I mean, look at Brock Bowers. He's going to be one of the top five players taken in the draft. And he not only came back, it would be one thing if he had come back for the SEC championship game. He came back three or four games earlier because he wanted to help his team. I'm not sure he really did in the end. He may have waited a few more weeks. I personally believe he would have been better off. We'll take a short break. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. We are here, another 90 minutes to go on a Tuesday afternoon. We'll take some more phone calls here, and David is up next. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hey there.
Hey, I just wanted to give my 2 cents worth on the committee's picks. They almost got it right, but if they would have been honest and objective in their choosing the four best teams, it would have been Michigan at 1, Texas at 2, Bama at 3, and Georgia at 4.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, David, but that's not how it works. And we didn't get that. And if you think the hue and cry about the SEC bias is bad today, can you imagine what would have happened? Georgia got royally screwed. I'm with you on that completely and totally. We're going to say hello to David Ubben from The Athletic. So many other things are going on right now. I mean, we have the 2 or 3 day old residue of the CFP. The portal is open. Transformational proposals being made by the president of the NCAA. Let's talk about the portal and the effect it has on coaches right now with David Ubben from The Athletic. David, thank you very much. I know we're only 2 days into this session. Tell us what's been going on as we say hello to you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I think it's an awkward dance of trying to re-recruit your roster, as every coach is dealing with today, or really the last week or two. Figure out what your numbers are going to look like while you're scouting and trying to improve your team. It's a weird place to be in. It's sort of a new dynamic with the addition of immediate eligibility, and this is where college sports are right now.
So explain to those who don't really understand how it works. The portal opens and players are free to go, but by the time that the portal opens, is it a fairly safe guess that these head coaches have met with everyone on their roster?
Met with them, but not in all cases. This is sort of where some of the tampering and some of the complaints come in, is because coaches generally have a good idea who's going to leave. And I think it's important to note also that some coaches tell guys to leave, that say, hey, there's no place for you here. You know, you're not cutting it, this or that. That does happen. So they have a pretty good sense of their numbers. But I think one of the reasons why, tampering is such a complaint for so long is that, you know, coaches don't like to be surprised. And I think whenever you hear a coach sort of feel like they're, gobsmacked at one of their players leaving at a weird time, especially guys that leave post-spring, you know, I think they feel like they've been influenced to get in the portal. And so that spawns a lot of the anger. So I don't know about individually met with every guy, you know, maybe in some cases, but you can get a good sense with your position coaches of where you're at with your numbers and have a pretty good sense, but there's always a few surprises.
David, as a general rule, how much leeway do coaches, or does it vary, once a player goes into the portal, are they able to come back under some circumstances, or do they usually kiss it goodbye once they hit the send button?
It's all situational. You know, if you have a great player, you know, Austin Reed at Western Kentucky did this last year where he went in the portal, kind of assessed his options and elected to come back to Western Kentucky and, you know, had a pretty good year last year after, you know, setting some crazy records the year before. So there are – every coach sort of handles it differently, but similarly to sports in general, if you're a really good player, you're going to get a little more leeway. You know, if you're the backup tackle that, you know, is about to be passed on the depth chart by a freshman and you go in the portal, the coach may say, okay, thanks for going in the portal. You know, we'll see you later. But if you're a starting quarterback or a 1,000-yard receiver and you go in the portal, you know, they're going to say, hey, you know, do what you got to do, but you got a place here. That's how business is done.
Just in terms of how long is this portal open this time around?
I believe it is a one-month window. Okay. I think it closes in January. That's just to go in the portal. Players can sign anywhere, and if there's a coaching change, then you are free to go in. I think you have a 30-day window of just that team. So you've seen players at places that where coaches got fired that went in earlier. So players can sign anytime they want, and then it reopens. I don't know the exact date. It's after spring practice, sometime in April. It might be May 1st, April 30th, something like that.
So they've certainly curtailed the portal. So let's talk about what's happening in the portal. McCord from Ohio State, at least from here, seemed like the biggest name that maybe we weren't expecting. What do you see? Who are the key players, and what are you watching?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly when you have a productive quarterback, I mean, those are the guys that are commanding the biggest figure. I mean, Matt Rhule. I'm in Las Vegas for the Hall of Fame stuff this week, and I was talking to an administrator who was bemoaning Matt Rhule talking about the top quarterbacks get $1 to $2 million, you know, if they go in the portal. That is largely accurate. Where that becomes problematic is that every quarterback thinks that they're a top quarterback, and if they go in the portal, they're thinking they're going to be a millionaire, and that's not really always the case. But yeah, I mean, I think ultimately. Those were two of the biggest names, obviously. I mean, Kyle McCord and Dylan Gabriel, they're going to command some pretty big figures. Then you have a lot of guys that are moving up. You know, Jamori Macklin is a kid who, you know, left Missouri and became a 1,000-yard receiver at North Texas, and he's got a bunch of offers. You know, Max Olson, I think we've come to call him the portal authority, is in the process of putting together, like, his top list of who the top guys in that portal are, and there's always, you know, really interesting names, and he does a good job of talking to personnel staff to get a feel for how these guys are viewed, and it's a little similar to high school recruiting in that your offer list can tell you a lot more than like a ranking, but there's always under the radar guys. I mean, Jared Verse coming out of Albany has been, you know, everything that Florida State thought he could be, and has had a fantastic career there.
Finally, David, you mentioned Vegas. This event used to be in New York until a couple of years ago. It was it's an all-week deal. You have the Hall of Fame tonight, and then you have the SBJ conference Wednesday and Thursday, where literally everybody in the industry is there. What do you hear just walking through the lobbies? And I realize Vegas is a little bit different than New York, where you could almost run into everybody in a very small area. But what has been the buzz this week?
Everybody's talking about Charlie Baker's memo from today. That's the biggest talking point. And I think everyone is sort of like, well, we'll qualm with the details. I don't know if we can get there. But the sentiment that I've heard from a lot of people is just, we're glad that something is happening. They're doing something. They're taking a step in some direction to get to a better place, a more sustainable place, because everyone recognizes that the model in college sports currently is just not sustainable. Okay, well, it's not sustainable. You got to get a step closer to sustainability, and that his plan is certainly not going to be, you know, piece by piece where things go. But it's definitely a step in a more sort of equitable direction, and we'll see kind of where the finish line gets on something like that. But that's been certainly the talk of the day.
So he proposed the creation of a new subdivision that would allow schools to directly compensate. We've seen various things going on. We've seen everybody in the world countless times in D.C. That one looks DOA on Capitol Hill. How would you gauge the chance, the FPI here, this chance of actually being implemented, and how long would it take?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm skeptical. I think in general, where I would go is that, you know, they are jumping through all of these hoops and creating this system, you know, with, well, we have a trust fund that's, you know, a minimum $30,000, and NIL comes in-house, and all of these things to get around a very basic agreement that exists in every other business, which is, we are a business, and we pay you. You are our employees, and that gives you some level of demand over your movement, what you can and cannot do. But there's a lot of people in college sports that are, you know, never going to let go of the idea that student-athletes, as they would call them, are not employees. And so, ultimately, it feels a bit like a half measure to me, that this plan, you know, is certainly more equitable. I think a lot of people are very excited about the idea of taking NIL and taking it out of the hands of third-party collectives and bringing it in-house, whatever that looks like. I think people would like a little bit more control over that. But I am skeptical that you can get this weird sort of, you know, jimmy-rigged system that makes it look like they're sort of employees, but there's no no revenue sharing in there. They're not actually employees. You don't have to have a collective bargaining. It's just, I don't know that the other side of the equation, which is athletes, would agree to this, even if it's more.
Fantastic conversation, David Ubben. Many thanks, David. Enjoy the rest of the week out in Vegas. Seems like a pretty good place to be in December. We'll take a short break. We are coming back with more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We are back, and we appreciate all of you being here. Mark is up next in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Never called into a sports talk show before, but my take on the CFP is simply this. The committee inserted itself with made a subjective judgment where it was tailor-made in a situation here where no subjective judgment had to be made. You had three undefeated Power 5 conference teams, 1-2-3, boom, boom, boom. The last two played each other, one beating the other, put that one in. Simple as that. And I find it a little bit disturbing, quite a bit actually, that a sense of right and wrong, a sense of morality, a sense of justice, that we feel in the pit of our stomach when someone has been wronged is not what's being more talked about here. So that's my position on it, and I found it quite disappointing across the sports world and really what appears to be a lack of justice and sense of right and wrong. So that's my comment.
Well, thank you very much. Excellent comment. John is up next in Alabama. Hello, John.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I have a comment that I haven't heard, and it speaks to the last caller. It would have been very simple because what I heard, and I'm a huge Alabama fan, season ticket holder, but what I heard all throughout the weekend was unprecedented, unprecedented. It would have been very easy for the committee to have an emergency meeting with the athletic director from Alabama, the athletic director from Florida State. You say, not this coming Saturday because of the Army-Navy game, but next Saturday you have a play-in game between Alabama and Florida State. Florida State would get the home field advantage because they're undefeated. You have Alabama go down there, a noon game at Dope Campbell for a play-in game into the tournament. They do it in the NCAA tournament, but this is kind of an unprecedented situation here that's never happened. So that would have been an easy – it would have been logistically there have been some things to work out because coaches are recruiting. I understand that. But I would have felt better as an Alabama fan having having that done. And I would have felt better for the Florida State kids that did what everything that was asked of them every Saturday. And I know the strength of record and all that factors in. And I just wanted to get your point on that, and then I had one other point.
Yeah, well, John, we're close to the end of the hour. I'll give you a quick answer to that. Never, not a chance. I would never agree to that if I was on the Alabama side. You have why should you? Because you don't owe Florida State anything. You owe your own players. You don't need to be playing an extra game when you could be having two more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.